Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here on Labor Day. That's right. It's Labor Day 2017. And you know what that means. That means we're right here live and in person. Another live Labor Day show. We do just, I'm trying to remember, maybe four or five holidays in 20 years of all the holidays that I've missed, and I think Labor Day may be the one I've missed more than any, maybe a couple of those. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad our good friend Ken Davis here. Kenneth Davis is the author of so many books. He's a wonderful historian, and I've enjoyed getting to know him over the last 15 years or so. And he's the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology, of the American Presidents, The Hidden History of America at War. These are just some of the books. I think the new one is In the Shadow of Liberty. Is that right, Ken?
Correct. Good morning, Jim. It is In the Shadow of Liberty that came out actually about a year now. It's amazing how time flies. That's the story of four people, I should say five people, who were enslaved by presidents.
Right.
And a very important story that we're obviously
especially
talking
these
about
days.
Yes.
Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for making time with us. I know you're a very busy guy. So,
well, I always make time for you if I can, Jim. It's always a pleasure. We've spent a lot of holidays together over the years.
We have.
It's a holiday for everybody else, but we work.
That's right. And our audience appreciates you very much. So, Ken.
I'm going to start you out with a quick quote, though,
okay,
if you don't mind my stepping on you.
Sorry.
Labor is prior to and independent of capital. Capital is only the fruit of labor and could never have existed if labor had not first existed. Labor is the superior of capital and deserves much the higher consideration. You know who said that? It was not Karl Marx.
Who said that?
That's Abraham Lincoln in 1861.
Wow. His
first message to Congress.
Well, I'll tell you something. What you just said, nobody believes that. Nobody understands what you just said more than small business owners.
Absolutely.
Even though they're employers, before they were employers, they were the only one doing all those things you just said.
That's right. And of course, Lincoln went on to say that capital has its rights, and there's no question that there's a relation between labor and capital, and people work hard in many ways. But it's something that, you know, we've certainly, I think, has changed a great deal in this country.
And I want to talk about that in the next segment. I want you to hold that thought, because I definitely want to get your thoughts on that. I want to cover that more detail in the next segment. But first, I want you to sort of go over some of the basic history of Labor Day. It began in the 19th century.
It began as a federal holiday. It began in 1894, signed into law by Grover Cleveland during his second term. But the idea of Labor Day went back. The first recorded actual Labor Day parade was in New York City, sponsored by a group of trade unions in 1882. And it was marked as a celebration of the strength of the American worker, but they were also there with a political mind. This was meant to be a day for families to get together and enjoy. They went to Union Park in downtown New York City.
Unpaid, too, by the way.
That's completely right, because, of course, in 1882, work meant 6-day weeks, 12-hour days, no holidays, no insurance, no unemployment,
right,
no benefits, and, of course, child labor as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back and look at the photographs, for instance, of Lewis Hine, who I would recommend you go to the Library of Congress and Google Lewis Hine and look what labor meant in 1900.
My dad had no idea that there were child labor laws, you know, when I was on the farm. He had no idea of any of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about kids working in the pizza parlor or, you know, delivering newspapers on a paper route, which
right,
is what I did when I was 12 years old. We're talking about kids in coal mines and factories,
mm-hmm,
doing the dirtiest, most dangerous work.
Yeah.
And so that was part of what the Labor Day organizing spirit was, to bring about fair wages, bring about fair labor practices, and end child labor. Of course, it didn't happen federally in this country until the 1930s under Roosevelt, mm-hmm. during the Great Depression.
But it got a lot of attention, and what was interesting was there was actually competition among the states to see who could make it official first, wasn't there?
That's right. A lot of states ended child labor before it was ended federally. But, it's always the question of when it happens as a matter of federal law where the country is saying, no, we won't have this anymore.
But in terms of Labor Day, I mean, Oregon claims it, I think, to be the first state, and New York claims it, and
yeah, well, the first parade, I mean, many states had created Labor Days before Grover Cleveland. And by the way, Grover Cleveland was no great friend of the trade unions and trade unionists.
It served his purpose, didn't it?
One of the reasons that he signed this bill into law was that he had the prior year put down a strike with federal troops.
The Pullman
company. The Pullman strike,
yeah.
The famous Pullman strike of 1893.
People died in that strike.
People did die in that strike, and this was a time when federal and state troops came out to put down strikes,
mm-hmm.
And it was a bloody, violent period. It was a second civil war in a way, of course, not the level of death and destruction of the Civil War, but it was a war between Americans
If you're off today and getting paid, you're standing on the shoulders of some people who literally gave their lives to make it happen.
It's true, and you know, I understand.
And millions more who put themselves at risk for a while.
Oh, there were many people put themselves at risk. Many people died, and certainly many bled. And it was, you know, not a happy moment in American mm-hmm. history. And of course,
yep.
One of the reasons that we have, and this is an important, interesting one, one of the reasons we have Labor Day in September. Most of the rest of the world celebrates its Workers' Day around May 1st, the famous May Day, and
mm-hmm.
became a socialist holiday in Europe and
mm-hmm.
Certainly in the Soviet Union. But that is to mark the Haymarket Square riot of, I believe, 1886. And the Haymarket Square riot was, of course, a deadly riot. A bomb had been thrown. Policemen were killed. The
mm-hmm.
union organizers were blamed for the deaths, and they were... Some of them were eventually executed unfairly.
But now it's become a great holiday, and I wonder how many people around the country actually even know this history. Of course, if they've been listening to my show for the last 20 years, they would know that. Ken Davis, don'tknowmuch.com, is that right?
Don'tknowmuch.com, and you'll find some more Labor Day history right there on the front page now.
We're going to talk some more about this after these messages with our good friend Kenneth C. Davis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.